As was mentioned before, systems development does not necessarily mean coding by a dedicated team of computer programmers. The software development process has its origins in the early days of computers, when vendor-provided solutions to complex business needs were uncommon, requiring organizations to build their own systems. Vendors with off-the-shelf solutions to a wide variety of business needs are now common, so it is at least as likely to be able to find an available commercial system to meet the needs of a healthcare organization as it would be necessary to develop such a system from scratch. In fact, in small practice settings, it is highly unlikely that such an organization would endeavor to try to develop a custom solution. The availability of hosted systems, including the application service provider, ASP, model of software delivery, and the concept of cloud computing, in which applications are hosted online and accessible from any location, means that even the notion of an off-the-shelf solution is beginning to be supplanted by an expectation of the always-on, all-online software system. The hosted option allows a healthcare organization to implement an HIT system without the need to support the IT infrastructure that would be required of an off-the-shelf, locally installed system. Another option that small healthcare practices may want to consider is to partner with other healthcare organizations, either to share the effort to support the implementation of an HIT system, or to utilize HIT systems that are already in place from another organization that is willing to share access. It is not uncommon, for example, for hospitals to provide EHR software to provider practices in their region.